Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Resh Beis, mitzvah 602. We have done 70 mitzvos in Parshas Ki Tseitseh. We're up to number 71 out of 74. 74 mitzvahs aged. We have four more. First, the mitzvah of weights and measures, and then the three mitzvahs relating to Amalek. So today's mitzvah is that we must have honest weights and measures in our houses, says the Torah. Lo yelecha bechischa even va'aven gedol oktana. One is not allowed to have in their pocket, in their house, a measuring item, a weight that is big or small, bigger or smaller than it should be. Lo yelecha bevescha efa va'efa. Two levels of iser, though it's only counted as one. Even shleima v'tzedek yelach. You must have righteous measures. Efa shleima v'tzedek yelach. L'man yarichu yamecha, so that you have long life. Al ha'adam asher Hashem alkecha nosin lach. On the land that Hashem gives you. Well, Bez Hashem, I have to get back to that. What does Eretz Yisrael have to do with this? Ki to'avas Hashem Elokecha kol ozei eleh, kol ozei avel. Because it is the disgusting ones of God that do all this. All those that do ozei avel, that do this sin. So this is the strong words that the Torah has. The Torah doesn't have such words by many other averus. We mentioned in the past that there are many times the Torah uses the word to'eva, mostly in the context of arayos, but by other contexts as well. Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is called to'eva. But here is one of the only times that the person who is violating is called to'eva. By the context of arayos, for example, Mishkav Zachar, it's the act that is called to'eva. But here, it's to'avas Hashem Elokecha, kol osei eila. Anyone who does this, kol osei avel. Anyone who does this sin. And as we know, this is the first question that we will be asked, Lasa Lavo, Shabbos Laman Aleph, Nasata V'Natata Be'emuna. Were we honest in business? And the Torah goes out of its way here, not only the act, but even having it in my house. Having it in my house, that is something I am not allowed to have, as we will talk about, Siyag Da'araisa. But this is a very, very serious issue, to make sure that I have all of the books properly recorded and written, and not putting myself into a position that it would be easy to cheat somebody. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us, on Daf Peches Mabez, a striking Chazal. Chazal tell us, Kasha Onshan Shel Midos Yoser Me Onshan Shel Arayos. Even more stringent and chamor is the punishment for someone who doesn't have proper midos. Midos, in terms of measurements, even more than arayos. We'll have to see what that means. We'll go to the Marsha over there in Bavasar Peites, but Peches, we'll talk about the Netziv, but that's a serious chazal. It's worse than arayos in a certain sense. The Aruch HaShulchan, in the beginning of Reish Lamed Aleph, in Choshe Mishpat, also catalogs all the chazals related to this Isser. V'kara Torah to'eva ka'arayos, t'chzivbu to'eva, v'chein amr shlomo ha'melech alav ha'shalom, moznei mirma, to'avas Hashem, u'ma'od ma'od defliku chazal ba'onesh hazeh. Chazal were very, very emphatic regarding the onesh. He quotes the Gemara Baba Basra. V'chulu, v'chein ha'navi micha tza'ak, ha'ezke b'moznei rasha, will I be zoche, u'levada onesh ha'nora ba'olam ha'emes. Even the Olam Emes, in the future world, we will get punished. On Shob Olam Azeh, Shalo Yitzliach, V'nechasav Yechol L'Timayon. It's not even going to help us in this world. Dula Hefech, Mishama'am Misameitz, B'midos U'mishkolos Emes. Somebody who makes sure that they have proper weights and measures. Av Shalashayto Nira Be'enav Kichasar Yivu Enu. Even though it seems like in the short term, the other guys are cheating, but I'm not. Still, Lebesof Habracha Shore B'chol Mishlach Yada. Right? They say the Chafetz Chaim had a little makolet where he made a couple of Kopex, whatever he had, and whenever he had enough money for the day, he used to close it. But his wife was really in charge. He really didn't have much to do with it. But the Agdol Torah quotes, there was one part of it that he checked every single night, and that is the weights and the scales. That he checked every night, it's a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah sase daraisa, mitzvah lo sase, quoted here, not to have any missing or extra weights and measures to add on to the weights. Says the Torah, that says the Sefer Chinuch then now, and then we'll get into it more. Shinim nanu, shelo l'shaus es ha-mishkalim v'ha-moznayim ha-chaserim b'beteinu. It is also for us to have weights and measures that are chaser, that are lacking in our house. V'yafal pi shelo nasa v'natan b'mekhenu u'b'memkarenu. Bahen, even if we don't use them, It's Asur D'Araisa just to have it in my house. The actual using it, those we had, those Yisurim already, earlier in Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah tells us there, in Parshas Kedoshim, Losasu Avel, Bamishpat, Bamida, Bamishkol of Amsura. Don't trick people in measurements, in weights. That's the Isur D'Araisa. We also had a Mrs. Asay there. Mosneit Tzedek, Avneit Tzedek, Eifat Tzedek, Vehin Tzedek Yelachem. Should have proper. That's the assay. But here we have a los assay. What's the chiddush of Parshas Kiseitse? There's an iser d'oraisa to even have it, to have this item that is dangerous for my ruchnius. Why is it dangerous? Because it's very easy for me to use it. And we have to figure out lamaisa, where this might come up, what type of mechanisms might one have in their house that makes it very easy to cheat people. That would be an iser d'oraisa to have it in the house. V'yalzeh ne'emar, and that's what the Torah says here, lo yiyah lecha b'chizcha even v'oven gdolo k'tana, v'chein lo yiyah chabe v'ischa eva v'eifa. All of these are aser. La'adam she'ishem mitach aseiro yizir b'toch b'eso. It's aser for me to have it in my house. Because of a Rambam, and the Rambam even adds, in Sefer HaMitzvahs here, we should make sure that we don't double count this. Right? It's two lashonos of los aseis, but it doesn't mean, as the Rambam writes in one of the Shrushim, it doesn't mean that it's counted as two separate mitzvos. The Al Takshov, here he's quoting the Rambam, sheyu shnei mitzvos achar sheim shnei lavim, because it says, lo yilacha twice, no. It's just giving you two measurements as examples. As if the Torah said, but it's only one. Just like the Rambam told two other examples. Ribis, lo sashach l'achicha, neshach kesav, neshach ochel, kol davar asher yishach. All of these, it's one iser. It's one iser of ribis. Lo bihi kafel halashonos, tarbena hamitzvos, kashiyah hinyan echad. Unless it's adding something, it's not going to be counted as a separate mitzvah. Yes, this is counted as a separate mitzvah, different than Kedoshim, because Kedoshim was about the iser of actually cheating somebody. And here it's having it in your reshus. So this is adding, it's not just emphasizing, like Avodah Zarah, 20 different places, or Shabbos in seven different places. So that's counted as one. But this at least is counted as an extra one. The chen, what's another example? Lo yira'eh. Lo yira'eh l'chachamis, lo yira'eh l'chasor. One aveira. One aveira bal yira'eh, one aveira bal yimatzeh. You don't count all the lo yira'ehs of chamis and sa'or separately. Good. So this is an example, if we take a step back and think about it, of a siyag d'oraisa. Right, we haven't mentioned this in a while. Let's just go through a couple of the other examples. The lekach tov, Rabbi Yosef Engel and Klal Ches puts together a number of them, not all of them, but a number of them, of the siyag d'oraisas that even though normally we have a concept of a fence law on a rabbinic level, once in a while, pretty often, 20 times maybe, 25 times, we have siyag d'oraisas. We have a fence law even on a d'oraisa level, where the Torah is going to say something is asur because I don't want you to come to something more serious. The Ran on the first page of Psachim, the Ran says, the Isra, bal yira, bal yimatzeh, you can't even have chametz in your house because we don't want you to come to eat the chametz, which is an Isra kares. The Kesef Mishnah, in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, says, the Isser of cooking basar b'chalav, lo savashel gedi b'chalev imo. I can't even cook it. Why? Ela kedei shelo yavo lecho. The Torah doesn't want me to come and eat the basar b'chalav, so I can't even prepare the basar b'chalav, cook the basar b'chalav. There's an Isser d'oraisa for a Kohen Gadol to go out of the Mikdash. Lo yetzei mikdushaso, mi mikdusho. Why? Because he might come to make himself tamei meis. The Medrash, even in terms of an assay, the Medrash Rashi quotes in Parshas Brachos, the Brachos Rabbah, Amar of Shimon Bayochai, Basar Vadam, She'eni Yodea lo ita velo rega'a velo shosav, a person, a human being, who doesn't know the exact time. And it doesn't matter, even if you hear it on the news, you hear the beep, it's not exact, to the millisecond. Who mosef michal ala kodesh. So he adds on. A person has to add on Tosefa Shabbos. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shu Yodea Regav V'Sho Sav, Nichlas Boko Chod HaSaira. That's why it said, he finished on Yom HaShishi and then Vayechulu. We can't tell the difference with the second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But what do you see from there? The concept of Tosefa Shabbos, Tosefa V'Yantif, is itself a Siyag D'Oraisa, so we don't come to violate Shabbos. The Isser of Yichud, the Isser of Negia, right, some of the others, right, all of those are examples of Siyagam Darais, and not, the Gemara says in Nedarim, not saying, when I'm no Dura Karban, I shouldn't say Lashem Karban, I should say Karban Lashem. If I just say Lashem Karban, after Lashem, maybe I'll get something in my throat, I won't continue to say what I have to say. So again, another example of a Siyag Darais, or one or two others, the Isser of Mechusser Zman. You're not allowed to give a karban before it is 8 days old. Why? Because safek nefel. If I'm makrevin, I'm being makrev bal mum. And that's a problem. So again, many examples of these siag d'oraisas. A nazir going anywhere near grapes and the like. But this goes on the list. This is for sure on the list. You're not allowed to have problematic weights and measures in your house because you might come, obviously, to use them. And even if you never use them, it's still going to be Aser D'oraisa. That's the concept of a Siog D'oraisa. It's Aser. If I have chametz in my house, it's going to be Aser, even if I never come to eat it. Because that's Aser. The Torah says it's Aser by itself. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the Shorish behind this mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch, look what I already wrote in Mitzvah Reishon Ches and Reishon Tes. Let's look back there for a minute in Kedoshim, because that's where the Isser is, and we see from the Isser of being dishonest, not even to come close to that. Not to cheat, whether it's measurements of liquids or solids or dry, even karka, which gets into the isser of balta of asagas gvul, anything that is measures. The Torah is very makpid. Any tiny little mida is crucial. Then the Chinuch writes a unique shita amongst the Rishonim that the Minchas Chinuch cannot believe. What does he say? Hatorik pida al midas kol shu klomar the afal pi shebishar gezelos lo takvud Torah ela bepruta. Even though when it comes to normal stealing, mida oraisa. What's the shear? Obviously, chatzi shear, the Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Gedeva. Chatzi shear is also min haTorah, therefore you can't even steal a half a pruta. But a full isser of gezela, it isn't. It's chatzi shear. So even though that applies to other gezelos and genevos, the Torah is only makbar on a pruta. Be'inyin hamidos, takmid b'kol shehu. If it's in terms of a midah, if it's in terms of a weight and a measure that cheats somebody, even less than a pruta, and therefore memela are our mitzvah, the isser of having it in your house, is even if it would cheat the person less than a pruta each time, still it is usser. This isser, the isser of losasu ava b'mishpa b'mida b'mishkal b'msura, and also the isser in our parsha. And the Menachas Chinuch can't believe it. It says, Dover zeh chidushu v'inim avor b'rambam. The Rambam does not say it. That even this isra applies even pachos mishav pruta, and unless you too kashas, says the Menachas Chinuch. V'ikad as Rav Machaber tahacha chidsha Torah tiaf pachos mishav pruta over ala losa say. This is the Menachas Chinuch in Reish Nun Ches. If it's true what the Sefer Chinuch says, that this isra, the isra of violating with weights and measures, which would apply to our case also, if that's true, imkain. So how does the Gemara in Bamitzia ask? Why do you need the Gemara asks? What do you need this isra for? Isn't it just gezela? Lav b'mishkolos lama leivilelav mi gezel umihanu. What do you need this for? What do you need this for? There's a tremendous chiddush here that doesn't apply to the others. Ha gezel v'ribis eino over ela b'shava pruta. Gezel and ribis is only when there's a pruta, and that's the isra of lav l'mishkolos. Even if it's less than a pruta, it won't be also b'shav chati shir. It'll be also because that's the isra. There is no shir for this avera. Problem number one. Problem number two, if you look in the end of that isser, but let's read ours. Let's read our isser. What punishment is there on this isser? If we keep reading, back into our Sefer HaChinuch. But no, Heges b'chol machom b'chol zman. B'zachar min hakevis. This mitzvah applies always. Men and women, not non-Jews, the Menachas Chinuch said. But we'll get back to that. V'overal zeh, v'shoha mishkal chaser. O mos naim chaser b'toch beso. If somebody violates this isser and has it in their house, v'yafilo yishko b'yam l'olam, he never uses them. He has it in his break front. Let's say it's an antique. It's an antique! Still, if it's a problematic way to measure, overal zeh, you violate the ain bo malchus. There's no malchus. Why? Lafisha ain bo maisa. Because lafisha ain bo maisa. It's just having it in my house. The ode. What, I put it into my house? Yeah, but the isra is having it in your house. The ode. Shafilu avar v'shokel b'em l'tashlumin. Nitan v'kfar noda shein lokim ilafshin itil l'tashlumin. And even if you have it, and even if you use it, you got to pay back. So there's no malchus here. It's lafisha ain bo maisa and lafisha itil l'tashlumin. Ask the Menachas Chinuch. But wait a minute. According to the Chinuch, even Pachos Bishav Pruta is Aser within this Isser. And we know the rule is Pachos Bishav Pruta, you get Malkus. We spoke about Chaval a couple of days ago. Wounding. If I wound, a wound that is Shav Pruta's worth of a wound, then I have to pay. If not, I get Malkus. Whenever you have an Avera where the Tashlumin disappears or never gets off the ground, then Malkus reappears. So too is the Menachas Chinuch. Why? But you don't get, by this Avera, if it was Pachos Bishav Pruta, you should get Malkus. Elavadai, so therefore the Menachas Chinuch says, I can't believe it. It must be the Chinuch's wrong. Dafka, Shave Pruta Be'inan. You need Shave Pruta just like you need by Gzela and by Geneva and by all the others. Osheik V'chulu. Look at the Mitzvah HaMelech. Mitzvah HaMelech there in Mitzvah Reish Ches. In Mitzvah say Reish Ches of the Rambam, he says, quoting Achronim, earlier, that quotes from Rav Gusman in Bar Mitzia, that maybe the Pshat of the Chinuch is that what's this root Isser? This Isser is not about Geneva and Gzela. It's not so much focused on the victim, it's focused on the perpetrator. It's focused on the modade. It's focused on the measurer. If you measure it correctly, that's the Isser. Bishas Medida. The Gemara even says Bishas Asiya in certain cases. V'nimsa lefize, the Yisor lav de Mishkolos. Lami de Gzela lachud nagube. It has an element of Gzela, but that's not the only element. V'im kein eno rak mikoch shemachaser chaveiro. Ela dekol shemishaker b'midos haryua ose avel b'mishpat. V'u Isser mikoch hamodade atzmo. Shu ose avel b'mishpat. Just even having it in my house, that's the biggest raya. But even when I use something that has inappropriate midos, yes, I violate Gzela if I took his money. But I'm also violating a separate Isser of inappropriately being modate. And where do you see this from? L'may nafgamina? Number one, as we just said, it's Mishas Asiya, it's Usser. Number two, even Pachas Mishavar Pruta. So if it's an Isser like Gezel, it's all about the victim, then you should need a Shavar Pruta. You are mafsid him a Pruta. But if it's not about the victim, it's about the doer, so then even less. Even less than a pruta, I am considered a crooked measurer, and I'm going to get the avera. And the other nafkamin is goy, asiya, pachad rafuta, and goy. Right? Goy is chayiv in gezel. It's one of the shevet mitzvahs bei Noach. The Minchas Chinuch says, obviously, he's not a chayiv in the isra of having this in your house. So maybe that's true, because then a chayiv in the siyog d'araisis. What about this isra, lo sasu avel? If you say it's gezel, that'd be chayiv. If it's not gezel, and it might have an element of gezel, but if you isolate the medida element, so it could be that B'nai Noach would not be obligated in this. But again, that's a crucial idea to understand the Isser of Medidos and Mishkolos. And there are three Surim altogether now. Back in Kedoshim, we have the Isser of actually using faulty weights and measures, and we have the Mitzvah's Aseh of using proper weights and measures, and in our Mitzvah, we have the Isser of even having it in your house, right? The Torah is very interested, and Chazal are very interested in making sure that we don't have dangerous items in our house. Dangerous for our Ruchnius, and dangerous for our Gashmius. This was for our Ruchnius. The Torah is very concerned. But even the Gemara talks about, in the first parak, if you remember, in Baba Kama, the Gemara says, Tezvav Mabes, Minayin Shalo Yegadol Adam Kelev Rabatoch Beso. A person shouldn't have a bad, dangerous dog in his house. Right, now that I have that. Va'al ya'amid sulam ru'ua b'toch beiso. You're not allowed to have a faulty ladder. Lo sasim damim b'veisecha. As we quoted earlier, you're not allowed to have something physically dangerous in your house. So too, the chiddush of this mitzvah is that you can't even have something spiritually dangerous. And we have to realize, anything that can be spiritually dangerous, be careful, right? Let's say we all know that the issues of computers and the like, we have to make sure we do whatever we can to have it. It shouldn't be like a faulty weight and measure. Faulty weight and measure. It can mamish be, this is usher because it might come to do something wrong. Rahman al-Islam, we live in a time period where there can be items that are brought into our house that are totally wrong. Not just come to. Obviously, on the other side, the flip side, we have tremendous kedusha that can come into our house through the same means. Kedusha, shiurim, v'chulu. So we just have to be careful and make sure that we are always on board with our ruchnius and our avodas Hashem. The Rashi on the next pasuk, not here. Rashi on the next pasuk, right after the Isser of weights and measures, he said, right, what does the Torah have? Amalek, Zachar Zeshur Zalach Amalek. And Rashi quotes Chazal, Mahakesher. What is the connection between Amalek and weights and measures? So Rashi says, Im Shakarta b'midos u'b'mishkolos, if you lied about faulty weights and measures, if you had inappropriate weights in your house, Havidoig migiri ha'oyev, be worried from the enemy, meaning Amalek's coming, as Mishlei says, Mosnei mirma to'avas Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan quoted that before. So Amalek is a punishment. Ask the Netziv, what is the connection between Amalek and faulty weights and measures? And he asks it in the way of, did they have any type of measurements in the Midbar that Amalek came to attack them? Again, Rov Mefarshim assume Rashi means Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, if we're dishonest, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the enemy upon us. But the Netziv is saying, what about then? What about then? The Isser, the Aver, wasn't violated, was it? So the Netziv says, you have to go to the root. You have to go to the root of what the aveira is when somebody has faulty weights and measures. Says the Netziv, a yesod gadol. This is something to take with us for the rest of our lives. Why are the three big aveiros those three big aveiros? Give the arise of Odazar Shvichas Damim. It can't be that they're the most chomer per se, in that Chil Shabbos, for example, is not one of them, and Chil Shabbos gets skila, while many of the arayos gets chenek, right, on the other end, and Ritzicha. So why those three? So says the Netziv, we all do aveiros for one of three reasons. Number one, a lack of emuna. Number two, because the taiva gets the best of us. Number three, because if one of the elements, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, gets to us. Ka'as, kina. Right, by taiva, he meant just physical enjoyment, yetzahara. Those are all three aveiros. That's the root of it. Either a lack of emuna, or a taiva, or his gabras ha-ka'as v'chadome, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. What is the ultimate, the symbol of a lack of emuna? Of what is zara? What's the symbol of taiva? Gili arayis. What's the symbol of anti, my friend? Shvichas damim. V'kala avonas boim be'echem yigim alafan malalo. And all aveiros fit into this. So he says, even within Chil Shabbos, if somebody's v'chal Shabbos because they want parnasa more, they feel that they're not going to have enough parnasa, it's a lack of emuna. That's a shemetz of avodah zara. If somebody just works on Shabbos because he has a taiva, right? Not dafka because he wants more parnasa and he doesn't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him enough. So it's an anaf me'arayos. You got the same Chil Shabbos. Depends what the root is. What's the worst of these three? Emuna, avodah zara. He hagarua b'shlosha avonos halalu avodah zara. Kasher nogeya le'emuna of gam rachok ben atshuva. It's very difficult. So he says, what's mishkolos? Faulty measures, that's not taiva. It's not a one-time thing that you go and steal. That could be taiva, you want the money. But somebody who has it in their house, it's thought out, it's something that's used over and over again, that's a lack of emuna. That's a shemetz of avodah zara. That's the pshat of the Gemara in Baba Basra that we started off with. Kasha onshan shel midos yosef migili arayis. This is the lowest level in avodah zara. It's not mamish avodah zara, but it's within the world of avodah zara. This midos, so it's more than Gilei Arayis, which is the second type of Aveira. So says the Netziv, that's the connection. They didn't have bitachon. And that's exactly how it links into Amalek. We don't have time to go into it, but you can look at the Netziv also in Parshas Yisro. We mentioned this in Parshas Shirim a number of years ago, and that is there also. Kibud Avaim is linked to Arichas Yamim in Eretz Yisrael. Ask the Netziv, what does Arichas Yamim have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Kibud Avaim, weights and measures have nothing to do with the land. So based on the Ramban, he discusses that every mitzvah is something unique from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not dafka because it's logical to us, and therefore there's more schar, and it's a deeper and more real mitzvah done in Eretz Yisrael, based on that Ramban in Parshas Achrimos and elsewhere. Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, next time we get to the three mitzvos relating to remembering Amalek.